What up, YouTube? This is Josh. Welcome to Soul Brothers Groove. Today we have a special guest with me. We have Marv, my boy from college, the original Soul Brother. What up, Soul Brother?
What's good, Soul Brother?
How you doing, my man?
Chilling, man.
Yeah, and I just want to give a special shout out today to all my Soul Brothers and sisters. I really want to thank you guys for being here. And, you know, today we have a really important topic to discuss. We're going to be talking about, you know, the state of hip hop, you know, where it is today. You know, what does hip hop mean to me? What it means to Marv? And, you know, where do we see hip hop being in a couple years? So without further ado, let's get right into it. All right, Marv. And, you know, really want to appreciate you, you know, being a part of my show, you know, because I know how much you love hip hop, and I wanted to get your opinion on where you think hip hop is today. And, you know, I guess to start off with, you know, what does hip hop mean to you? Like, what got you into hip hop, and what does it mean to you?
What got me into hip hop, bro? Damn, that's, I don't even remember what got me into hip hop. You know, brother getting kind of old now. But I think it was the storytelling, just the how raw things was. My uncle, you know, growing up, I'm from an African household, so I listened to a lot of African music. My father listened to a lot of reggae as well and jazz. So hip hop wasn't really big from a family coming from the Ivory Coast. But, you know, my uncle listened to hip hop and just how raw Biggie. Like, I remember listening to Biggie and just thumping my head like that. Yeah. That not even understanding really what's going on, but just the storytelling, understanding, like, dang, who was that New York Knicks shorty Biggie try to smash? Like, you know, this the storytelling of that, and just this growing up, that's all I really had, especially being at the time being an only child and just needing something to get through life. It was hip-hop. And, you know, you hear a lot of people say hip-hop saved my life. That's like a saying, and I'm not gonna go that far, but it's definitely consumed everything around me and motivated me to get through places. And you hear where these rappers come from and such like that. So that's what hip hop means to me. It's a culture that pushes us forward.
Yes.
Every day.
Exactly.
What about yourself, Soul Brother?
You know, and that's funny too, because me being Dominican and I come from a Hispanic household, you know, the music we listening to is, you know, it's bachata, salsa, merengue, like all the Spanish stuff. So I wasn't really listening to like much hip hop. It was funny because my parents actually try to keep us away from hip hop just because it had a lot of swears. So as a young kid, you know, I was never really listening to it. But you know, when I got to you know, high school, that's when I really started digging into a lot of hip hop albums. And you know, I really appreciated like a lot of Nas, a lot of Jay-Z's.
So you started out in high school?
Yeah, I'd say I started like to really appreciate. Of course, I listened to it throughout middle school, but yeah. I never really you know, got to appreciate hip hop for what it is up until high school. You know, you know, definitely like listening to new and up and coming artists like Kendrick, you know, listening to him, you know, really made me want to get deeper into and really understand, you know, the history of hip hop and, you know, like where does these new artists get inspired from. And so it's funny because, you know, I thought I understood what hip hop was exactly in high school. You know, I thought I was getting the gist of it. But I remember a couple years back, I can't remember the song or the interview that Ab Soul, you know, our favorite rapper, he was talking about hip hop and like what it means to him exactly. And what pretty much Ab Soul said, he's like, he said hip hop, the word hip is, you know, educating people, getting people to understand, whether it's, you know, slang, you know, teaching them about, you know, what's going on in the world, what's going on, you know, in the community, whatever the case may be, is just educating people on certain aspect of life that they may not be, you know, accustomed to. So, you know, that's the word hip is, you know, bringing people aboard. Right. And then hop, the word hop is just pretty much, you know, getting people to you know, respect that lifestyle or understand that lifestyle that people
what
come
song,
from.
What song was that? I remember him rapping that too.
I can't remember. Off
we gotta
the top
bring
of my
that.
Head,
we gotta bring. I remember hearing that.
Yeah, if you remember it, I'll put it in the comments to make my life easier. But if not, I'll have to do my research. But yeah, I remember him saying like, you know, like we're losing the touch of, you know, educating, because a lot of people, yeah, it's cool to rap about sex, money, and drug, but right. you know, hip hop originated from teaching people things and you know making it a culture. People used to like, you know, rap and people would dance to it. Like, you know, it's definitely like a culture where I feel like you learn and you teach people. Like, it's all about, you know, giving feedback to each other. So that's pretty much my understanding of hip hop. And, you know, when Absol, you know, explained that in that way, you know, it really made me appreciate hip hop on a whole nother level.
We need another Absol album.
Man, hopefully, man. It's 2021.
We need another Top need to, yeah. need to get on. We got to get Top on the phone.
Yeah, we got to get Top on the phone, man.
Because we need another Soul album.
It's been too long, man. So hopefully, you know, we have a lot of albums coming on the way from the TDE camp specifically. So that being said, you know, what do you think, like, is missing out today in hip-hop? Like, what do you feel like is missing? Like, I feel like, you know, hip-hop is going towards more that mainstream culture where people just want to hear, like, that trap beat. They just want to hear music that you can listen to in the club, but you know, I feel like that substance in music is just like missing out. I don't know, like, what do you think?
No, it's crazy. I don't think it's interesting. I don't think that this substance missing in hip hop, it's what is being played.
Mm, yeah,
like there's some dope artists.
There's really dope artists,
and I love where they're taking hip hop right now. However, it's not being pushed, right? It's not being pushed by, but at the end of the day, Josh, no, it's crazy, bro. We're old, fam. We don't push hip hop no more.
That's true.
Hip hop has always been a kid's game, meaning whatever the kids are listening to, that's what's going to get pushed. You remember when we were younger, you know, we'd hear the old heads being like, oh man, y'all don't know what real music is. Y'all don't know about KRS-One. Y'all don't know about but now we rocking with the Lil Wayne's and that's what we push. And then the generation under us is going to push, like we pushed the J. Cole's, the Kendrick Lamar's. That was us when we were in high school, early college. That's what we're listening to. So that's what's going to get pushed. Right. Then that generation after us was the Thug in the Future. We're still there, so like we still rock with it. Then the generation after that's when things get a little wonky. You
yeah,
know?
I don't know.
That's when the 6ix9ines and all those start coming up. But we don't have that control no more. We're not that youth no more that pushes the music. All we can do is just listen to the artists we came up with and hope that they continue to make good music. And that's just how it is. That's how I see it anyways. The youth has always been the one to push the hip-hop music.
And I definitely agree with you because, you know, like when I was high school, I feel like, you know, discovering artists like Kendrick and Absol, like, you know, they were definitely up and coming, but a lot of people were giving them the attention. Like, you weren't hearing, like, trap as much, you know. But I feel like when it comes to the listener, like you said, it's definitely, you know, it's up to the listeners and like, it is a young kid, like whatever people want to listen is whatever is hot right now. So, that being said, what do you think listeners can do to you know, kind of bring back the culture? Cause I feel like history kind of repeats itself. So do you think it's just, do you think listeners have to do a certain thing a certain way for it to come back? Or do you think over time, you know, a lot of these albums that maybe are not as appreciated right now, you know, they'll be appreciated like 5-10 years down the line?
Yeah, at the end of the day, bro, real recognizes real. Meaning like good music will always last forever. You know what I'm saying? That's why J. Cole's 1985 was so big. Because
yes.
Like, yo, you're hot right now. What's man's name? What's the little dude's name?
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump. Trump's boy. Like you hot right now. But what's gonna happen over time? That's gonna be hot for a year or two. You're gonna get all your accolades. But over time, the real artists are still going to be making music and still feeding the streets. So yeah, us as old heads right now can complain about all this music playing right now is trash and stuff. But when the Kendricks drop, when the Coles drop, when Jay-Z or Nas still want to decide to drop music, those type of artists and the young up-and-coming artists like Earth Gang and Jid and those guys will have real substance. Smino, Mick Jenkins, those dudes have substance. They're going to be around forever. Whether they don't get the accolades that they deserve, That's one thing, but they're good. Their music's gonna last. Instead of the little pumps in them, who they're gonna have their fun. They're gonna maybe win awards here and there, but it's not gonna last. It's not gonna have substance.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. And you know, kind of piggybacking off what you said, I feel like a lot of artists, you know, like their music is really great, and a lot of like artists, like you said, Nick Grant, Mick Jenkins, they do stay true to themselves when it comes to like the hip hop. Like their music is great. You know, they have great storytelling, great concepts, the bars are there. So, you know, like kind of going off of the Drake intro, like where it says all the real music is gonna last, that's so true. I feel like a lot of albums in the 90s sort of say that we listened to when we were like kind of growing up. You know, if you look at it back in those days, those albums, for example, like Reasonable Doubt, that album, it wasn't considered an instant classic. Nobody was like, right, oh, this album is a classic. It took like 5 years, 10 years down the line for people to be like, wow, this album is amazing. Like, right, this is a classic. So, you know, I agree. Like, eventually it's going to go all back 360, and we're going to be, our kids are going to be like, wow, like, oh, this Kendrick is the best rapper ever. You know, Mick Jenkins, one of the greatest rapper ever. Like, there is a lot of hidden gems. But I feel like it's up to us to you know, not only push the mainstream artists, but also push the the underground artists that are not really known. And you know,
how do we push underground artists?
I feel like it's just, you know, whenever you're around with friends, and you know, whether you post it on your Snapchat, on your Instagram story, post what you listen to, because you never know who might be like, oh, let me check this song out, because I know Marv has good taste in music, you know, like let me check this song out, because you know, I feel like he has good taste, and if he puts me onto his music, you know, I might want to check his old catalog on. So I feel like just listening to it, and you know, introducing to other people to the music, because you never know. I feel like what people lack is just listening to the songs. They just never listen to it because it's not what people play. It's just not popular. So if you can just you know, take a step back and put something that's not popular around your friends and see how they take it in. Mm-hmm. You know, some people will like it, some people won't, but hey, the people that do like it, they will show other people. And you know, if you continue that chain, you know, like hip-hop will always stay alive. So Marv, you know, where do you think like hip hop will be, like, you know, 5 years from now, whenever you have kids, and you know, what do you think hip hop will be then?
Man, like the artists now are so creative, bro. Like, that's why I'm not complaining about, you know, the lack of substance, because like when you look at, you know, mention the Sirs, the Sminos, the D Smokes, what's his name? Guap Dad 4000. Like, you hear these dudes, they're very unique. Yes, they you are. Know, they're very unique. They have the different type of styles. And like, I'm excited. I don't know where it's going, to be honest with you, but I'm super excited, because lyricism is back. We had the time with the trap and everything like that. And that's great. Trust me, I love me some trap music.
Yes,
but nowadays, people not really listening to that trap music if they don't got a little bit of anything in there. Yeah. You even hear Young Thug starting to speak a little more English, so we can start understanding his lyrics a little bit more. Like, I love the direction hip hop's going, because now there's so many subcategories, and you know, you got the rappers who sing and the singers who rap, and there's the different variety of music, and you know, you can still have your dance music, and that's something, you know, that's culturized from hip hop, that's never gonna go away, but you're still gonna have the lyricism, and it's good, man. It's good. There's definitely a hierarchy in hip hop in different subcategories. So I'm just excited. In 5 years, that's what, 2026?
Wow.
There's going to be new up and coming artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, just stepping up right there. So I just know that sounds are just going to be different. Like, nowadays, when you listen to music, you can't even tell if some rappers are West Coast artists or East Coast artists.
That's so true.
I'm excited, though, for where hip-hop's going. I'm not discouraged. What about yourself?
I'm actually, you know, I'm definitely excited, because, like you said, there is, you know, a lot of great artists out there. One of my favorite artists is definitely like Mick Jenkins, and I'm always excited to hear what his next upcoming album is going to sound like. So, you know, I feel like, 5 years down the line, we're going to look at Kendrick as a legend. Like he's going to be somebody we're going to, you know, show our kids his music to. Right. So people like Absol, like the whole TD camp in general, like we're going to be showing their music. I feel like, hip hop is going to definitely, you know, come back where a lot of the mainstream is, you know, a lot of lyricists, you know, the top lyricists, you know, whether it's some hits, whether it's some just really good music. I feel like it's just always going to stay, relevant. I'm excited. And I feel like, you know, we as, you know, kind of like the older generation right now is to kind of just, you know, teach the younger kids, where we fell in love with hip hop, like what artists, you know, really inspired us and really made us want to listen to more hip hop, and just kind of like making sure, we pushing like that culture forward, moving forward, because, you know, like you said, you never really grew up listening to any kind of hip hop. You were listening to what your parents were listening to. So, you know, I feel like if we were able to teach our kids, you know, these are the artists we listen to. These are the artists that your favorite artists learned from and like was inspired from. I feel like, you know, hip hop, it's going to get better. And one thing I do love is the production of hip hop, of where it's going.
Yeah,
if you look at it back in the 90s, it was like a lot simple.
808.
808.
Yep.
Boom bap. Yep. You know, a lot of jazz. And like now it's definitely a lot more complex. So, you know, I'm definitely excited for the production of the music. But, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to see how the lyricists are, because, you know, if you think about it, there's a lot of underappreciated lyricists. Like, for example, King Lose. He's, in my opinion, one of the greatest lyricists I've ever heard in my life. And
yeah. Did you hear King Lose's freestyle on
which one, the Sway in the Morning?
No, with Sour Milk and what's their name?
DJ Milk.
Yeah.
DJ Milk on LA Leakers.
LA Leakers, bro. Oh, that's hey, listen to me right now. That's top five freestyles of all time. Type in King Lose, LA Leakers freestyle.
That one's one of my favorite.
If I have a request for you,
yeah,
you have to do that freestyle on your show.
Definitely. And it's funny because in that freestyle, he was actually kind of like going at, I feel like he was going at like a couple rappers. I'm not trying to mention any names, it was definitely excited to see. I feel like hip hop is definitely competitive. Like at the end of the day, rappers are always trying to compete with each other. Who has the best albums? Who has the best bars? Who has the best songs? You know, and I feel like that's what's kind of missing out on hip hop. Everybody's the competition is just kind of not there right now. Like people are just kind of like taking it easy, not like releasing music. And I understand like there's a whole pandemic going on, but I feel like, you know, back then they used to apply the pressure. Like the more, if a big artist released some music, you know, I feel like you're forced to like try and release some music so you can remain hot. So
I feel like now, not to interrupt you, now music is just dropping every single day. It's so hard to keep up.
Yeah.
You know, this artist will probably drop 4 projects in a year sometimes.
That's true. And that's what I actually like about the TDE camp. It's kind of bittersweet because, you know, they take 2, 3, 4 years to drop an album. But hey, when they do drop
it's quality.
It's like they have no whack album. Like it's all great albums. So it sucks at the same time. But I love them so much, and they really helped me grow my love for hip hop. But that being said, like, what do you think, like, the mainstream artists can do to, you know, show that they really respect the culture and, trying to, help the younger generation understand what, like, the hip hop culture is?
That one's tough because I don't even know if some of the mainstream artists, respect what happened before them.
That's true. Because I feel like I've seen a lot of artists. I can't name name them off the top of my head, but they were like, oh, who's like Tupac music was trash or whatever, right. You know, disrespecting a legend.
Right, a lot of them do that because they don't take the time to listen to the dudes who've paved the way for them. Some rappers sound like the rappers before them and they don't even listen to them.
Yeah.
Like, all y'all are the sons of Lil Wayne and y'all don't even listen to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
exactly.
It's just, that's tough. Obviously, we know that, you know, there's some of the mainstream artists, like we keep mentioning, Cole and Kendrick and them, like they're always going to pay respect. You know, we saw Kendrick in his album bringing a guy like DJ Quick on his album, right? To me, it was like, I know DJ Quick was respected, but now that Kendrick introduced me to him, I want to go back and listen to some of his music. And my, oh man, DJ Quick was fire. All right, this is kind of hot. So like that, those are ways paying respect, but it's tough, man. It's a new generation. They're going to do their own things and they don't understand that all those things that they are doing, it's been done before. Y'all just remixing it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I've been saying, history always repeats itself. Like, you know, do you think, like, I feel like, you know, whether it's Kendrick or Absol or J. Cole, like, you don't see them freestyling, whether it's on Funflex, LA Leakers, Sway in the Morning. Do you feel like, you know, even though they're not dropping albums, so to say, do you feel like just being active, whether it's dropping a single, dropping a freestyle, do you think they should be doing that?
I wish, like, imagine Drake came out on Funk Flex and just dropped a freestyle. Like, that'd be dope.
Yep. Last time we saw Drake in a Funk Flex freestyle was him rapping off of Blackberry.
And rumors came out that was even his lyrics. But hey, man, I digress. But yeah, that'd be dope. It's kind of like the slam dunk contest, right? Jordan and Kobe and all the greats used to doing the slam dunk. Now it's too cool for school. Like, yeah, exactly. You know, you got to let the young up-and-comers do it. But I would love to see. But like, they all did it when they were hungry.
Yeah.
Back in the blog era, like 2010, 2011, 2012, we saw Kendrick's in the freestyle, the Schoolboy, and all of those dudes come out. It doesn't happen no more once you reach a certain status. And I wish it wasn't like that. You know, you would want to see your favorite artist go into these radio stations and drop bars.
Yeah, exactly.
And put the hip hop on notice. Like you said, it's a competition, bro. And it's unfortunate that we haven't seen that move forward.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, also one of the things that I feel like has been missing is, you know, it's just beef and rap. I feel like there hasn't been a lot of, like, rap beef.
You want beef?
You know, you I feel beef, like, Josh? I feel like there's a lot of, I feel like a lot of people nowadays, a lot of rappers are just kind of, like, throwing subs. They're not really, like, name dropping.
As long as it's healthy beef.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, just that competitive edge, you know. I feel like if somebody thinks they can rap better than you, or they're saying like they're the greatest rapper or top five, like I want to see other rappers you know, give their opinion in a track. Like, you know, that's why when Drake and Pusha beefed, I actually enjoyed that beef, because you know, it was the first time in a while where rappers actually like name drop, you know, and it really got personal, so to say. So I kind of feel like, you know, I want that competitive. I want rappers to hop on somebody's beat and show them, you know, I can have a better verse than you can in that beat. And I want like all the great rappers to rap in the same track, see who has a better verse again.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, it's been a while since we had that. Like, when's the last time we heard a track like One Train?
The posse tracks.
You know, it's
posse
been
a, tracks. It's been a minute.
So like, I feel like, you know, where it's at, there's a lot of great artists. Joey Badass, you know, all these guys, they fuck with each other. So I want to hear them all collab together. Like, I want to see who raps better. Like Kendrick and J. Cole, we don't really hear them do anything together.
Right,
you know?
Right. I like that idea. I got one question for you. So we're naming all of these big artists and mainstream artists and where the state of hip hop is, right? What do you see it is with women MCs?
Oh, that's actually a really good question. I really am excited about the future for the female MCs, because I see a lot of them up and coming.
Who's one that you're really enjoying right now?
I mean, I think the greatest female MC is definitely Rhapsody.
Oh, like, she's the top. She's the best. Like, there's no better rapper than Rhapsody.
I'm sad. I don't see a lot of women listening to her.
Nah, she doesn't get run.
I understand.
From
I love Meg Thee Stallion. I see, like, I understand Cardi B. Like, I understand that's what you guys like, but for like, I feel like Rhapsody is somebody that's gonna, like, when we're older, like, you know, there's gonna be a lot of young females really listening to her music and really appreciating it for what it is. So
rap has out-rapped your favorite rapper.
Yes. And that's what makes me excited, is that, you know, there is female MCs that rap better than a lot of these males, like mm-hmm. a lot of these rappers. So I feel like as long as we're supporting, you know, the women as much we support the men, I feel like, you know, there's going to be a lot of up and coming female MCs. And, you know, I'm excited because I do want to listen to a lot of these females rapping, seeing what they have to say, because I feel like they have the potential. They have the flow. Like, Meg Thee Stallion's flow is crazy. Like, her freestyles, like, all her freestyles when she blew up and she was up and coming, like, her freestyles go crazy. Like, so, yeah, I'm excited for sure. Like, what do you think? Like, do you know any, like, female artists that's up and coming right now that you're really enjoying?
Someone we brought up earlier before the show, Chica.
Chica.
Chica goes hard, bro.
Chica's amazing.
I love Chica. Chica's
amazing.
Know who I really like? I love Flo Milli.
Flo Milli.
I love Flo Milli. She has her.
I like Flo Milli.
She has her own little unique. It's different, but she goes hard. Yes. In Philly, she goes hard. Yep. I really rock with Flo Milli. There's this UK artist, Ivorian Doll. She's from the Ivory Coast. She goes hard. She goes hard too. She's up and coming. And then, you know, you got the veterans. I like Meg. I didn't like her last album. I thought her last album was too overproduced, and it got away from what we really liked her for. But, you know, it's popping right now. She's got her thing. So shout out to Meg. And rap is one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
Rhapsody is one of my favorite artists. And I know why she's not in many features. Rappers are scared, bro. I was listening to an interview with Reason. Because Rhapsody is on Reason's last tape.
Oh, yeah.
And Reason's like, yo, she washed me, bro. Yeah. She washed me. I wish I went back and changed my verse. Just because rap does that. You put Rhapsody in a track, she's going to wash you, bro.
Yeah, she is.
She's nasty like that.
She is, man.
And she keeps getting better and better. So Rhapsody is one of my favorite artists, man. The state of hip-hop with women is bright. It's unfortunate that every year there can only be one spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and Nicki took 10 years in the game when there was mad artists, but it was only on Nicki. Then Cardi came. They tried to make that Cardi and Nicki beat. Cardi had a good 2-year run as the spotlight, and then Meg's on the spotlight now, and she's having her run, where it should just be all the female artists are just collabing and taking over this the scene of hip-hop. And unfortunately, it's not like that right now. But with your show, brother, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the, you know, the goal, the purpose of the channel is to, like, really push forward that, like, the appreciation for hip hop in general. Like, people that really appreciate lyricists and, you know, making albums that really have concepts, a theme, and, you know, really trying to tell a story. So, so, you know, now it's 2021. We're in February. Actually about to be going into March. And the way time is flying, we're about to be in March in the next couple of days. But, like, are there any albums you're looking forward to? Like, do you feel like artists, a lot of the mainstream artists should drop, you know, a project just to kind of, like, bring back the hunger, the competitive edge in hip hop?
Yeah, yo, I'm excited for music, and there's some artists that I'm looking forward to listening to. But you know what's crazy? And I could be wrong. Music's not hitting the same because of the pandemic, bro. You know, like,
I feel that, man.
You know, like, with music, with me speaking for myself, with music comes memories.
Yes, that's so.
So
true.
Like, if I'm bumping, For Your Eyes Only, I'm always thinking about my commute that I had to take to Natick, where I used to work, and that drive, and that how For Your Eyes Only would always play, and it got me through traffic and stuff like that. I'm not going through traffic.
I'm working
from home, bro. Like, I don't have memories with music. I don't have, you know how many thumping songs, and Meg Thee Stallion's dropped so many hits and stuff that we couldn't hear in the club and really enjoy it. It's like those are, when you hear those songs, they're memories. I feel like without those memories with music, sometimes it hasn't been hitting the same for me. So like even Dreamville, when they dropped the third tape, that was an awesome, awesome album.
It was.
I feel like I would have enjoyed it better if it didn't come out in a pandemic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a lot of music that's come out and I'm listening to, but it's just, I would like Reason's album. Amazing album,
but it just didn't hit the same.
Not the same, bro.
And it's funny because I was listening to the album on my commute to Connecticut to see my girlfriend, and I was just like, damn, like I've been looking forward to Reason's album because Reason is one of the up and coming artists that I really enjoy. So when I listened to it, you know, it was really great, but it just didn't hit me. Like I listened to it for about 2 weeks, and I just kind of haven't gone back as much as I usually do when I listen to an album. But do you feel like that's why artists are maybe like just kind of, you know, laying back and not really dropping any music?
I mean, it's possible. It's possible. You see artists, you know, dropping singles here and there.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. It's possible pandemic, you know, people are going through whatever they're going through, and hopefully summertime, you know, get your vaccines or whatever you need to do. But hopefully, you know, when things start to go back to this new normal, you know, music will hit a little different. There are artists I'm looking for. You know, I'm looking forward to dropping who I think has been, I found a new hunger, Wale.
Oh my God, Wale. I was actually listening to Wale on my way here.
Looking forward to a Wale tape. He's been hungry as of late. So I think that would be crazy. I think Fab, I'm talking about old school guys now, but Fab, I think Fab would drop some fire if something were to come out. It's been a little bit, we've heard from Fab. And obviously, you know, the TDE camp, Schoolboy, it'll always get you through. Kendrick, of course, we don't know when that's going to come out. J. Cole's said that he's got some heat on the way. So I'm looking forward to all that. The young and up-and-coming artists, Jid, Reason, all those, you know. So there's a lot of artists that I'm excited to hear from in the hip-hop world. And when it comes out, hopefully, you know, it'll hit different. Shout out to SZA.
And I feel like, you know, at least from hearing, like, rappers' interviews, I feel like all of them, you know, when they're making albums, they like to be inspired. They want to grow an inspiration, whether it comes from, you know, being on vacation, visiting another country, whatever the case may be. I feel like, you know, they haven't really had the chance to, you know, be out and about and, you know, try to gain inspiration. So, you know, it is very interesting to see, like, how these artists that are dropping new projects, like Kendrick especially, I want to see, like, where he grew his inspiration, like, what his album is going to be around, like whether it's going to be a lot about politics, a lot about the racial issues. It's going to be interesting to see like where they grew their inspiration from. So, you know, I am excited to listen to a lot of hip hop albums, but the way it's going, I mean, I went into 2021 thinking, I'm like, yo, all right, this Friday I'm expecting one of my favorite artists to drop something, like just randomly. But I haven't seen that. I have not seen any type of promotion from any album. So the way it's looking is like, you know, 2021 is looking slow for music as well, which is unfortunate. But hey, you just got to be patient. And I feel like when it comes, it's gonna be amazing. So.
Yeah, brother. So, brother, this is your first show, bro. How you feel?
It's great, man. I'm excited. It was a great discussion. You know, we haven't had the discussion about, you know, like where hip hop is today. What are we looking forward to? What it means to us? Because, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't really discuss these type of things. So, you know, to really like see like how you grew your love for hip hop and, you know, how you, like your family never really listened to any type of rap or anything like that. You know, it really made me feel better because I thought I was the only one that got really into hip hop in high school. But yeah, man. Appreciate you being on my show, my brother.
Come on, bro. This is not going
to
be the first time.
Yeah, I can't wait to do many more collabs. It's not gonna
be the first time, bro.
It's going to be excited, man.
Soul Brother, Double M Media.
Yes, sir.
Soul
Shout Brothers out to Groove. Double M. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to Erks. Double M. Yes, Soul Brother. We got to get one with me, you, and Jamal.
That'll be fire. Let's, we're gonna make that work. We're gonna make that work.